listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
It guy here for another wonderful episode of Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on blog, talk, radio, podcast, and you can download all of our syndicated podcasts with Stitcher and iTunes, and you can actually get our application real soon. We're going to have an Easy Way Broadcasting application, so you can just have a nice little bank in your phone, be able to listen to all of our cool shows. And we do it the easy way, baby. Hope you guys are ready.
Up for easy working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play. We go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll it easy way. Life is hard, but I roll it easy way. Life is hard, but I roll it easy way. Life is hard, but I roll it easy way.
All right, so we are going to start off by telling you guys that I hope you guys are rolling the easy way, and I hope you guys are going to Hollywood the easy, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the easy way .com. It's a Facebook group that we have. We're creeping to 3,200 members now, and my beautiful co-host just chimed in. Hey, Jada.
Hey, I'm here, baby.
How you doing? Hey, guys, this is Jada. Jayla Valenti, she's going to be co-hosting with me today on Easy Talk. And I was telling them, Jayla, about the wonderful group creeping up to 3,200 members on the group. And it's pretty cool, man. We're getting 25 to 50 requests a day of people wanting to do it the easy way. And that makes me yell hooray. And I'm waiting until I get paid. And then I say yay.
That's right. And the easy way is the only way. If you ain't doing it the easy way, then there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry.
We're having a lot of fun, guys, and this is a wonderful talk show about trials and tribulations and success. We got a wonderful guest coming on. His name is Jefferson Langley. Jefferson Langley, you guys can go to easywaybroadcasting.com and get more information on him, or you've been seeing it advertised on our wonderful Blog Talk Radio, radio show page. And this man's got a pretty cool, interesting story, so he'll be coming on here real soon. And man, I'm stoked, I'm ecstatic, I'm radically, excitedly happy. I'm trying to think of really cool words about how awesome it's going to be on August 4th, man. August 4th, I am going to be co-hosting with Farrah Abraham from MTV at the EOTM Awards, man. The EOTM Awards is going to be hot. And here's a little commercial to tell you guys a little bit more about it. It's going to be a lot of fun, so we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded awards show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Farrah Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zuli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CeCe Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Dawn Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookout, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barter, Chioki DiMachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think Entrepreneur.
You know, I want to meet the gentleman that actually is doing that voice. I just want to meet him and shake his hand. It's like listening to the TMZ voice on TV. You just want to meet that face. You know, I want to try to do that. Hey everybody, this is EZ, and you're listening. No, I can't do it. I can't do the it's like some. It's like so deep in the voice. It's like some people have those announcer voices.
I can
and
try.
Like that is,
I can try.
Whoever
easy,
that is.
But I. I said
that
I can.
That was actually
I
pretty good. That's,
well, thank you.
That
very
was
much.
Actually pretty. That was better than mine, J-Ray. I don't know. you're scaring me a little bit here. No, I'm kidding. Have you ever
okay.
done any voiceovers? Have you done any voiceover
actually,
stuff,
yes,
any commercial
actually,
things?
Actually, I have. Cartoon voices, a lot of different voices. So, you know, hidden talent. I just don't talk about it.
Well, let's hear some of the cartoon voices. Let's hear some of the J-Ray cartoon voices. I could do a couple cartoon voices. You want to hear my Mickey? You guys want to hear my Mickey?
I do. Yeah, baby, go ahead.
Actually, it's not Mickey. Mickey just came down to chill with me. He's sitting right next to me. He wanted to get on Blog Talk Radio on Easy Talk and go ahead, Mickey. No, he's a little shy. He doesn't want to. Come on, man. You can
aww.
Do it.
Come on, baby.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It.
Hey, everybody. This is Mickey. I'm Easy Talking. Yeah, I love being in. Yeah, anyway. Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Mickey. Appreciate that, dude.
Oh, that's so cute. So, thank you, Mickey. We're so honored
yeah,
to have you.
Yeah, he hooked us up. He hooked us up, you know, and, you know, Mr. Woodchuck, actually.
He's doing it the easy way, too.
Yeah, he's definitely doing it the easy way. I he's going to be doing like an easy way sign, and the next time you see him on the Disney Channel, he's going to hook
absolutely.
Me up.
Absolutely.
So, and I know, you know, from Full House, remember the Mr. Woodchuck guy from Full House?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, he's supposed to be dropping in the studio, and you know, we'll see what he has to say.
Awesome.
But
awesome.
I want to hear some of your impressions. Why am I the only one? Why am I the only one getting my celebrity cartoon friends on the show here?
Powerpuff Girls, hi, how are you? Oh my God, I'm so happy to be doing it the easy way. Oh my God, the easy way is the best way. You just gotta do it the easy way. It's just so fun. Your career will blast, and he will make you so famous. Oh my God, it's just a fantasy and a dream come true. Yippee!
I love it.
One of the Powerpuff Girls.
That wasn't bad, actually. That was. I don't know. I was thinking like that was Minnie. I don't know. Mickey was gonna get jealous.
Oh well. Hey, maybe she does two jobs at once. I don't know.
So how long have you been doing voiceovers, Dara?
Couple years now. Couple years. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
I know you got a movie coming out, you know, Mansion of Blood, and a couple other things coming out, and your career is blossoming, and you got like 105,000 followers following you, and you're making some things happen.
Oh yeah, definitely. Actually, I just got a call from my director that yeah, Mansion of Blood is being finished. So is The Extra, is another film being finished with Tyrone Powers Jr. And we're working on another film as well called Wash, and we're in talks with Cuba Gooding Jr. So yeah, I got a lot of cool things coming up. So, but
yeah, you do.
You know,
sounds,
hey,
today is about
you know our amazing director, you know, that we're going to be talking to today. But you know, so I'm excited about that, and you know, finding out what you know he's up to today. And I don't know if he's been able to call in yet, you know, but excited to talk to him and find out what he's all about.
Well, we have a couple callers, and I don't know which number he's calling from, and I know that
okay.
he's got somebody named Ema that represents him, and I recognize
yes,
that
yes.
phone number. Is he calling from – can you do me a favor and text him and find out if he's calling from Ema's phone or if he's calling directly?
Yeah, actually, yeah they have the same phone number, so it is Ema's
they have the
phone
same,
number.
Okay, they have the same phone. So he is in queue.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have him on here
all
pretty
right.
soon. Tell us a little bit about your friend that you're bringing on the show today.
Well, he's an amazing director and very inspiring. I know he did a major motion picture that I will let him talk about. And just, you know, I met him and he is just very enigmatic. He's very spiritual, motivating, an amazing writer. Quite honestly, I actually read his writings on Facebook, just some of his posts. I didn't even read his books, and I believe he has several books that are out. And it actually brought me to tears, you know, reading his Facebook posts because they were so deep and spiritual and motivating and inspiring that it really moved me. And I thought, this is someone that the public really needs to know. You know, I mean, almost like a Deepak Chopra type, you know, and just an amazing, brilliant director. And his writing is just, you know, you have films out there right now, and forgive me, Hollywood, but all the CGI, all the flash, whatever, we have lost the story. We've lost the storylines, and it's all CGI, it's all flash, it's whatever, and the stories are gone. You just see explosions and all this kind of stuff, and there's no more story. And yet, what I've read from, you know, his writing is story. It's back to, you know, the old days, like the Orson Welles, and, you know, when you didn't have all the CGI and stuff, and you had to rely on the story, and that is what he does. And his writing is just so brilliant that just by reading it, I was able to visualize, you know, the film and everything that, you know, that he writes about. So I really think he is just an amazing, brilliant writer. And he's someone definitely who's a major up-and-coming, you know, star. And I know he just did like a $50 million film that's coming out. And, you know, another Steven Spielberg.
Okay, we got to definitely bring him on.
Oh, yeah.
You always bring the best guests. It's a lot of fun. We're going to go ahead and bring on Mr. Jefferson Langley, guys, and this man has a book out right now called Tripping the Mind Fantastic. He's a thriller movie that's called Emperine. I probably am mispronouncing it, but it's my show, so I can do that. So, ha, it's my show. I can do whatever I want, guys. Okay. He's produced Not Forgotten with Simon Baker. He's wrote 7-minute short films for like major corporate companies. Man, this guy is making it happen. His name is Jefferson Langley. He's doing it the easy way. Mr. Jefferson Langley, how you feeling, sir?
Feeling good. And yourself, sir?
I'm feeling good, man. I had like the perfect hype intro for you, and we're all hype, and you're like making me fall asleep. Yeah, like where's the action? Where's the energy, man? Aren't you happy to be on my show?
That's right. I know, right? You want me to come slamming in?
He is very chi. He's very chi and, like, calm.
Right.
So we'll have to pump you up a little bit.
Yeah, it's very subtle and kind of creeps up on you.
That's
exactly
right.
Well, so why do you feel that is? Why do you feel you're so chi and calm? And you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, growing up as a kid and you know, there's always a reason why people are, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, man, because to me it's all about, you know, who's the most grounded. And growing up, I played sports at a pretty high level, and it was always about, you know, staying grounded, keeping yourself centered, and, you know, and things kind of come easier to you. And so I realized a lot of energy is expelled when it's sort of like this, you know, quick hit and everything kind of flutters afterwards, where if it creeps and it sort of builds on you, it stays for a long time, you know. It resonates, and for me, that's just what seems to work. And then you got to do what works for you.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. So what was
and,
your?
And I was, yeah,
no,
I was just
go
gonna
ahead,
just say that I must admit, talking to Jeffrey, I have a tendency to be ADD and a little bit hyperactive, and just talking to him, he actually helped me center me so that I could calm down a little bit, because I need to calm down somewhat. So, you know, I appreciate that about him very much so. But, yeah, he's awesome.
Well, for those listeners out there that might be a little hyper and have the ADHD and stuff, what do you think that he did to help calm you down, Tara?
I don't know. It's his presence, the way his philosophies in life, I really don't know what it is. You have to tell us, Jeffrey, what it is that you do. Or Jefferson, forgive me.
No worries.
ADD.
Question to Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, there you go. Or Jay, you know, JL. What is it? You know, at the end of the day, once again, it's about staying centered. And what is it that I do? I do my thing. I be me and sort of... I had the luxury of working for a lot of people when I was growing up in the industry and, you know, when I first started out, and the people that I admire and the people that I learned from were people that were very grounded about things. I mean, there's a lot at stake. It's a tremendous amount of money. I mean, most people just hear about the, you know, the glamour stories of, you know, so-and-so smashed up the hotel room or whatever. I mean, but that's such a small percentage compared to the people that are doing really big things. They're making major impact, and they're doing it from this very, you know, kind of knowledgeable, grounded, you know, strategized way. And I took to that side of it because of the sports background, and for me that's what kept me. So when I met Jayra, I mean, it's more about, look, you know, you get all that stuff that you want and you get all that stuff that you feel, and you sort of corral it into this like laser precise focus and like channel it, you know.
Exactly.
I love it, man. Yeah. So you're an entrepreneur. You have a book out right now. It's called Tripping the Mind Fantastic. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Tripping the Mind Fantastic. Exactly.
Oh yeah. Let's hear about that. I want to hear about it.
Why are you calling it Tripping the Mind Fantastic? I already have a couple of people asking me that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even though, you know, like the pitch that I wrote for, you know, it hasn't been published yet, but I've been talking to the publishers about it, and because it's so different, I mean, you know, and they all go, you know, what is it and how do you explain it? And it was a very interesting time figuring out, like, how do you explain this concept? And so, you know, when I came up with it, and, you know, everyone went, oh, wow, that's interesting. It's the description of it is a philosophical adventure into the spiritual persona of the human experience.
Wow.
So when you call Tripping the Mind Fantastic, it's sort of a conglomerate of a bunch of different ideas, concepts, philosophies from not only all the way to the past, but into the present and where things could be going, and sort of melted them together into one perspective and said, you know, what if we took all the common denominators of everything that's been said, everything that sort of has stuck, and put them in one thought? And that was sort of the idea behind it. And so for me, you know, it is a mind trip. It's, you know, everything comes from the brain. Everything comes from, you know, the stories come from the mind. The ideas come from the mind. The imagination comes from the mind. All the things we believe, all the things that we feel, it all comes from this sort of central hub. And it was interesting because I spent some time with a friend who's a Buddhist monk. And in Buddhism, they have a belief that the mind is actually the heart. So when they talk about the mind, they actually put their hand over their heart. And I asked them about that, and there was about 10 monks, and they were talking to me about it, and they were going, actually, at the end of the day, all thoughts come from the heart. All actions come from the heart. Everything emanates from the heart, because the heart is the central focal point, you know, where, you know, Western ideas is, you know, the brain, and it's all thoughts, and we're being controlled by the behaviors, and where they're looking at it, and it's all being controlled by the feelings that come from the heart, you know. So, like, you know, oh, you broke my heart. You don't say you broke my brain, you know. So,
yeah.
It was an interesting
And you got a thriller movie out called Empyrean.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
Let's see. Well, I'm putting it together right now. It's going to be shooting it towards the end of the year, and it's a sort of a high concept contained thriller about the journey of a man becoming an archangel. It takes place over 3 movies, and I just thought an interesting concept would be, what would you have to do if you were, say, an angel, and you came into Earth to become like this enlightened being and this enlightened archangel, so to speak, if that's the words you want to use? What kind of journeys would you have to go through in the body as a human to do that?
Wow.
You know? So I went, well, it's got to go pretty dark because you got to know what darkness is, and then it's got to go pretty light because you got to see the good side of things. And I went, well, what if everything was happening at the same time? What if your dark life was affecting your light life and vice versa? And so I went, we'll do a story about those two worlds coming together, and what would you do if you found out about both of those lives at the same time? And so the first one's about a journalist that's doing an article about a family that was murdered, and the crime went unsolved. And so he's washed up, facing his own demons, trying to stay on the wagon. And he meets these 6 strangers at this house and gets suspicious of them and starts to, you know, kind of interview them. And what happens is everyone starts dying one by one in the exact same way that the original murders happened. So he starts to get caught up in this, you know, sort of mystery of who's killing them and how can this be happening again?
Wow, that sounds brilliant.
And then you produced Not Forgotten with I do my research, man, so don't hate me. Simon Baker from the Mentalist. That's pretty big. He had a couple of good names on that project. What's Simon Baker like? What's it like working with him?
You know, he's I can't say on an overall basis because I wasn't there all the time, but he's, you know, what I do know of him and what I've seen is that he was a good guy. He's very professional. He's very kind to the other actors, and he takes his job, I don't want to say seriously, because he's very lighthearted, but
Hello?
He's an actor's actor. He's like an actor's actor, you know.
Right. Well, now let me ask you: what brought you? Have you always been a writer, and has it always inspired you since childhood, or is this something that just developed over time that you found this calling of yours?
As far as writing, I mean, I've always been creative. You know, my mother's very creative, and the writing started when I was pretty young. I was writing short stories and stuff, and the interesting thing is because I grew up in, a town in Texas where it's all about sports and stuff, and I was known for sports, I sort of hid my creative side. And I would write them in journals and stuff, and then I'd put them in my closet under the shoeboxes and stuff. And my mother was aware of it, but because of, sort of the territory and the ideology, it's somewhat, shunned upon a little bit,
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So what is your passion and the message that you want to send to the world with your films?
Oh, man, that's an interesting question. Nutshell,
I hit the hard ones. I hit the hard
that's
ones.
That's right. I was.
I dig deep, baby.
That's right. I guess the overall message is, life is more than what we think it is, and, we've sort of limited ourselves in this whole dynamic, and we've sort of bought the cheaper way of doing things and the cheaper version of living life. And, of course I want to entertain, and, I tell them in thrillers or fantasy or, the people that I admire do it really well. But for me, it's sort of like this spiritual strain that, this thread that goes through it with this deeper meaning that, people will get when they watch it and when they walk out, and, to create people to talk about it. I'm not saying this is the way or my way or the right way or anything. I'm just saying find a way to go further, to go deeper with yourself,
So what about,
right.
Let's talk about opportunities, man. Let's talk about, there's a lot of people that want to do scoring on films. There's a lot of people that want to be a film. There's people that want to be casted. How do people get at you, and what opportunities do you offer for people?
I'm always open for collaboration. We're always looking for good people that do interesting things, and they can, hit me up on Facebook or, on Twitter or whatever, and, shoot me an email, tell me what you do. I mean, I get emails all the time. I've found amazing people that, on LinkedIn, Jefferson Langley, I've found amazing people through friends, find people, in like weird circumstances because I'm open, that I find interesting.
That's
gems,
beautiful. That's beautiful that you're open. I think that's really wonderful. In Hollywood, you don't get that a lot.
What's one of the most weirdest experiences you've received in social media?
Weirdest experiences in social media? Oh, man.
Well, people are contacting you. Or like, who are they? Are they weird? Like, how did they contact you? Do you have any of those,
stalkers.
I could tell you so many weird experiences I've experienced, man.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Okay, for instance, being threatened on social media. My life was threatened. That was pretty weird.
I've been threatened, too, and I've been stalked. And, it's a tough business sometimes. When you're a public figure.
I'm just curious on yours, Jefferson. Unique.
And he's a very handsome man. If people haven't seen his photo, he's a very handsome, good-looking gentleman.
But you're funny. I mean,
hey, Jalen, no flirting on my radio show. No, I'm kidding.
It could go from I've had people message me that are couples that are going I don't want to do anything with you. I'm not gay, but my wife wants to hook up with you, and I just want to watch and shoot it. And shoot it because someday you're going to be famous, and we'll be able to
sell
it. And I said to him a message back, well, at least you're honest. You know? I mean, it's, at least you were cut and dry about it, you know?
Right.
Hey, yeah, honestly, I guess is the best policy. Maybe not in that case, but
yeah.
Usually the honesty is the best policy. And you know, man, I want to go into also. I know that you wrote a 7-minute short film for like, you know, a worldwide film for Mercedes Benz, and you've done stuff in the corporate world too. You know, I want to talk about money and you know, take your time to talk about if you need any financing for your film, if you want to reach out to money people, and then also talk about this short film you did for corporate companies, you know, because I think a lot of people would be interested in something like that.
Yeah. I mean, well, as far as the movie goes, I mean, we all are looking for more financial partners. We're looking for, you know, branding partners, that kind of stuff, you know, like a lot of us. I mean, we're doing unique things with it, so... people tend to take a look at it. As far as the corporate world, I did this Mercedes thing. They wanted to do something unique and inventive, and so I wrote. They brought in a screenwriter, obviously, to do something that was more in depth. And as far as branding goes, I think out of the box is basically where it's at now. You know, I mean, coming up with unique and innovative ways to get the attention of the consumers and. You know, Mercedes liked my take on it, and the producers liked my take on it and said, you know, that's the way to go. And then, you know, I think interactive is a new kind of fresh world where people are going. You know, they're taking it to where people can feel like they belong in the world of the product. I have this unique idea that I've shot a trailer for. I've raised some money from some investors to shoot something for it called Trapped, which is, you know, these people who get trapped in this environment, and the whole environment is product placement. And it's like sort of like Clue, the game, where you have to use the product or open the product or whatever to find the next clue that takes you, you know, deeper into the rabbit hole to get out. So that's gotten a lot of people's interest. And so when they see things like that, they're going, okay, this guy's thinking full, you know, at the beginning of the curve, and that's where I think most people have to be. I mean, I've seen some amazing ads and some amazing innovative spots that people are doing where I go, you know, I think for the Super Bowl ad, there was this one for the farmer. I think it was Chevy or Dodge, and it was beautiful. I mean, they did this whole thing about the life of a farmer and had voiceover. I mean, it completely exploded on YouTube, you know, where they went for the
heart.
You know, their thing was, we're going to go more back to the grassroots of it, and the outside-the-box element was the farmer telling his story about what he does for us in order for us to get our produce, our milk, our eggs, whatever it is we're buying, the extent he has to go to for us. And, I mean, I remember being at the Super Bowl party, and it was like this hush of silence, and people were kind of all choked up and going, you know, this is funny. These are men's men, and they're kind of, you know, tearing up about this touching ad, you know.
We're going to take a quick break, a short message from our sponsors here, and when we come back, we got our segment called Messed Up Situations, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the trials and tribulations you face there, Mr. Jefferson. So, all right, guys, we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right, guys, and we're back with Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. And with my lovely co-host, Jay Valenti, and we're talking to Jefferson Langley, a writer, director, actor, creative individual. And Mr. Jefferson, we have a wonderful question for you. It's a segment that we do called Messed Up Situations, you know, kind of talk to you about your trials and tribulations. So you, as someone being in the industry and doing things, obviously you've had some experiences that probably hasn't been as pleasant as you would like them to be. I like to talk to the listeners and let them know, you know, that you're human. You're just like everybody else. Can you talk to us about maybe one or two stories of some experiences you've witnessed and experienced in your life that it wasn't too pleasant, but you might have maybe learned from?
Well, not too far. I mean, geez, where do you begin? I mean, you know, when you're doing something, you know,
the juiciest story. That's where you begin.
Oh man. I've experienced it all. I've experienced complete humiliation where, you know, I've had a movie screening of my first movie and, you know, to complete horrible reviews and, you know, I was 23 years old or actually just turned 24 and, you know, they're calling me, you know, a Tarantino knockoff and, you know, things like that. And, you know, they don't know what I had to do to get there, you know, and, but I do, and thinking, you know, I spend my life savings on that, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars for them to go, you know, hey, it doesn't meet up to my standards. You know, it's pretty crushing. I mean, I remember there was a time where I think I had my writing partner at the time when we wrote the script. We had so many rejection letters that it actually covered almost two walls of our apartment because we started making a joke of it where we were putting it up, telling us how much they hated us and hated it. And so we started wallpapering the wall with it. And it was something that, you know, I think most people deal with rejection, you know, just on a personal level, you know, with relationships or whatever, but let alone when this is your deepest passion and you believe in it so much and you think, you know, you're going, you know, this is my foothold into a career that I've always wanted since I was a little kid. And for it to amount to a bunch of, you know, rejection letters on a wall that is becoming wallpaper, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, you find yourself pretty, you know, looking in the mirror going, okay, dude, you know, do you need to have a conversation with yourself and reassess that this is what you want to do? Because they're basically telling you got no future in this business. It's the worst script they've ever read. It's tough. You know, that's one thing that I can remember.
Doesn't happen anymore because I've read your writing, and your writing is absolutely brilliant.
Well, what I learned is you got to look at the, you know, the reason why people hate things, you know, and why are they having such an emotional response to it? I mean, I have a friend who's an artist who said, you know, hating it or loving it, any emotional response is always a good thing. And, you know, and I can tend to agree, you know, if someone feels passionately against it, at least I've activated something in them that will generate them going on to do something that will be different. Or, but as far as, you know, I had hard times of rejection. It was tough for me because I was so sure about myself and, you know, you feel confident and strong and you know this is, that it's the right thing to do. You know you got to do this.
I have to chime in here as far as you're sure that doesn't happen anymore because you always have haters. You always have people that are jealous. And in my experiences, I think the most, when you become more and more successful, the more successful you become, the more people want to try to hold you down and want to, you know, devalue you because they're jealous that they're not in those positions. So if he's more successful now and he's a better writer, he's probably getting it even more. Would you agree, Jeff?
Right. And he's an absolutely brilliant writer. I mean, I just barely read his Facebook, you know, quotes and some of his writings, and it brought me to tears. I had to stop reading because it was such beautiful depth, philosophical, spiritual, and really touched my heart. And I thought that, oh my goodness, this is such an amazing writer, you know. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to read some of his screenplays, but I can just imagine what he writes. And you know what? I'm sure it's jealousy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because everyone has gotten away from storyline again, and it's all about just flash, CGI, forget story. And you are such a brilliant writer. You're a storyteller. And they're probably jealous because they can't do what you do.
But I do, and I, yes, and thank you so much. I agree, Eric. It is, you know what I notice is that it's different. I do get it, but it's almost like a more educated rejection, you know, because they're looking at it from a bigger picture, you know, they're looking at it from who I find that are the most grounded are the ones who've made it. The ones who've made it, they know what you're doing, they can see on deeper levels. The ones that have that are sort of the underlings or the ones that are sort of doing the footwork for the ones who've made it, They tend to have a lot more issues, I guess you could say, that kind of stand in their own way. What I find interesting is I get such an intense response on two different levels. I get it on the spiritual level because people will go, oh, what do you think? You're Hafiz? You know, you think you're Rumi? You know, these guys who I respect. I mean, they have some brilliant writing. They have some brilliant sayings that, you know, resonate mm-hmm. with me. But then I get it on the career level, which is more on a flat surface of, is your writing worthy of $10 million of investment? Is your writing worthy of a business model that Hollywood has built since 1970s? You know, they use this thing called, does it fit my wheelhouse? You know, things like that where you take it, you know, you could take it personally and go like, wow, shit. I mean, these people are doing things and they're saying it doesn't fit their wheelhouse. But then I remember all the things that made a Big Bang didn't fit anybody's wheelhouse, you know. Star Wars, The Matrix, you know, Memento, Crash.
Exactly.
Most of these things weren't in the original business models of, you know, Fast and the Furious or, you know, those kind of things. And those do well. I mean, I give it to those people
exactly.
who know how to do that, and they do it well. So, you know, I've learned to take it with a grain of salt. I mean, you know, look, if they want to hate me, you know, like they say, as long as they spell my name right and, you know, get the facts right, that's great. You know, if they get the facts wrong, you know, that's where I start to go like, dude, you know, if you're going to bash me, at least bash me, you know, bash me on truthful things.
Bash me correctly if you're going to bash me, man. Come on, get my name right.
You know,
exactly.
Come on. Respect me enough to get the facts straight if you're going to hate me, you know.
I love it. I'm going to tweet.
I know
that's that's my next tweet, is if you're going to bash me correctly.
Right. And I think that's what makes the Easy Way movement, what Easy's got going on is so different, is he's trying to change Hollywood, you know,
it
and
is.
Make it more of a spiritual and people like pay it forward and helping people and bringing back like the Hollywood storytelling
community.
Where it's a message, you know, and it empowers people. And I really think that's what you do. You know, your films and your writing empower people. And I think
let me say thank you for what you said there, J-Rub, but I do want to correct you in some way. You can't change Hollywood. It's not possible. But you can create and lay out another red carpet next to it. And if you choose to walk on this particular red carpet, this particular way with these particular people, it's here for you if you're a good person. That's kind of what the Easy Way is about. And it's not just for Hollywood. It actually started out with Hollywood. You know, I was the Hollywood It guy, this and that. But now it's more about branding in general, business, philanthropy, Hollywood, sport, whatever. And it's just a way of doing things that is positive, and it's working. So, you know, if anybody wants to follow that movement, it's HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. And, you know, Jefferson, you've been a wonderful guest. We really appreciate your time and being on the show today. Do you have any shout-outs for any friends or family or anything like that before we bid you adieu?
Oh, man, I just, you know, to both you guys, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, send a hello to my friend and business partner and manager who's amazing, and she stuck with me through thick and thin, through the everything and nothingness, you know, Emma Watkins. I appreciate, you know, your dedication and loyalty to the vision of, you know, that which I do. To all the people who've been there for me, you know, through thick and thin, and, you know, who stuck around and who didn't stick around, you know, just know that it did play a part in, you know, where I'm at and how I've gotten to where I am. And, you know, I don't forget, and I appreciate it. It was from the bottom of my heart of what you've done. It doesn't go unnoticed. So there you have it.
Definitely, man. Make sure you guys go follow him on his fans page and check out what Jefferson's got going on at JefferSonLangley, and there's a space between those two names. Make sure that you support them, because we're doing it the Easy Way, and we appreciate you, you Jeffrey, and we're glad to have you on the show. J-Rub, thank you for bringing him down.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, all right, guys, so coming up next, we're going to go ahead and do another quick commercial break, because, you know, Easy Way Promotions is the way to go if you want to get promoted digitally, as you guys know, easywaypromotions.com. Pop in a couple quick commercials here, and when we come back, we're going to have the SOS segment hosted by Mr. Michael Precise, who is a social media Guru, Vice President of Easy Way Promotions, and he has some really cool information for you guys. If you notice, things have been dropping and things have been kind of like messing around and doing things on social media. There's actually a refreshing of the system, and there's some stuff that you know, Mr. Mike is actually going to be telling you about that really nobody else knows, and you can't get this anywhere but Easy Talk, the Easy Way, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment. And Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, so we have the segment SOS. With Michael Precise, Mr. Mike Precise is on the show here today to tell you what's going on in the social media world. Mike Precise, go ahead and take the mic and let them know what's going on.
Yo, hey, Mike. What's up? What's up? What is up? Great stuff happening. Great stuff popping in social media today. Well, the forecast has it that there's an SEO shower that's delivering a lot of platforms to be, dropping. And for everybody who doesn't know that Twitter is actually refreshing their servers so that you can add more followers. So when they refresh servers, what happens is that you have so many people that have Twitters, you know, you got Twitter USA, Twitter China, Twitter Japan, and, you know, and they're going vice versa being, you know, exported here and put it directed here, you know, mass marketing at its finest. And what's happening is you have so many fans and so many bases and so many different kind of, you know, bots, non-active accounts, active accounts running through these systems in Twitter, they have to refresh it. So they, what they do is they stop everything that's going on so people cannot add any more followers. And what they do is they drop followers on purpose. They drop them. And then when they refresh the systems, everybody boosts back up to where they're supposed to be, which is great, which is a great thing. Also, another strange phenomenon is going on is that these verified accounts people have, get it off your mind that you have to be verified. Get it off your mind that celebrities are all verified now. Because there are celebrities now.
I worried about that. So, you know what I'm saying? As an actress, I worried about that. So, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, so... I like to show examples, you know, for instance, you know, like, you have, I'm a big fan of, you know, Lady Gaga, I'm a big fan of, you know, all these accounts, but there are accounts that are not verified that are the real celebrity. So people need to watch out for, like, if they get tweets from people that are saying, hey, I'm this person, and if they're not verified,
right. They
really need to rethink it, because during this refreshing, there's a little bird going around saying a lot of people have been either banned or suspended.
Exactly.
Yep. So, because during the refreshing, if anybody adds any kind of followers to a platform, that account will be banned, and every account attached to it will be banned as well.
How do you
what type of things, I want to ask this really quick, Jay, this is important. What type of things
do
you think the average consumer can do to avoid from being banned or suspended?
Well, I would say that, like I said, it's been mandated that SEO companies that, you know, require password information, stuff like that, that set up other people's accounts, that do Twitter accounts and Twitter services for people, and they have it under their IP address. That's one way to get banned. So you really never want to ever need it. You never want to set up anybody's Twitter profile or Facebook profile. You never want to set them up, you know, on your computer and then have them have the password. But when you set it up, because what it does is it shows the consumer marketing on Twitter that, hey, this IP address doesn't match this artist. Okay, we're going to ban you.
Exactly.
We're going to ban you because, yeah, we're going to ban you automatically. And every account that's attached to your IP address that's screaming, follow me, you know, tweet this, follow me, when you're doing all the legwork and all the fan is doing, all the artist is doing is just tweeting one time, banned. You'll get banned for that. There's a lot.
That's good to know.
And if for SEO companies out there, you know, I mean, there's a different, like I said, I'm licensed by Twitter to run Twitter adder software. So, you know, I have reference numbers and orders for everything that I do. Everything is legit, active, and whatever. Everything is A-OK. But I want to say that, you know, whenever you hear about the unfollow mechanism, please, people, do not unfollow people. If you try to build a following, what's going to happen is the non-followers and the active accounts, they're going to fall off regardless. You know, the non-active accounts, maybe not. But, you know, there's two kinds of active accounts, a non-active account, which is a whole different kind of story. But what I want to say is that a lot of people think that if you unfollow people, it's a great thing to do, and it's not. Because Twitter has a lot of trash in it. Twitter is full of bots, and it's full of inactive accounts. Now, when they attach to a Twitter profile, they will fall off already.
Right.
You don't need to unfollow them. Because what it shows people is that, okay, cool, you're unfollowing people. That's not being really social, is it? Following somebody and then unfollowing behind their back
exactly.
By using a platform like weunfollow.com. You know
what
I'm saying?
I've seen that one. I've made those mistakes, so we all need your help from, you know, easypromotions.com. Definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't want to say anything on my show is negative in any way. So you know,
exactly.
I've actually seen positives on that, and you know, there always can be negatives. But so, Mike, talk to us about you know, how people. Well, actually, next week we'll do this next week. If you guys want to know more about maybe how to increase your following, and you know, a couple more tips and tricks and secrets on how to not get banned and how to really really follow guidelines and who is the celebrities, and I mean, this information is great, Mike, and what you're doing for the show is awesome. Your segment's great. We're getting a lot of great feedback on it. We appreciate you. We also want to point out, guys, that if you go to WTVonline.net or thewtv.com, we have our new fashion segment, Babs Closet by Jacqueline Gage, and she has all those cool fashion tips on how to actually get clothing for really, really cheap prices, but it makes it look like you got it at like one of the really high end places, and she's got amazing fashion tips. So make sure you guys go to thewtv.com.
I need that.
Click on fashion. Make sure you go to thewtv.com. Click on fashion, Jayla. It's called Babs Closet. It's great. Great thing, and we have a show that's going to be coming soon, guys, coming to Easyway Broadcasting, called Style It Rich by Jessica Rich, who's been on VH1, BET, and tons of stuff, and she's also a fashion person. Both of those two girls are going to be getting together, and we're going to be having a kind of a fashion police type of show with a lot of fashion gurus and sexy girls, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Mike, we appreciate you, brother. I know we got a lot
more to
talk about, but let's save it all for next week. You guys, it's the segment's called SOS, Secrets of Social Media, and we're doing it the easy way. We got a lot of cool tricks up our sleeves, so make sure you keep coming back to the show, or you follow the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, or you know, Mike's Twitter, which is NP_Mike, and my Twitter, ericzuley, Jaber's Twitter, Jaber Valenti, JAIRAVALENTI. You have too long of a name there, Jay. I almost messed it up. We're going to get to we're going to do a quick little commercial break here one more time, guys. And then we're going to get to our segment with Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. And
wow,
we get all the juicy, great teaser gossip before it even comes out of the magazine. What show gives you that, you guys? Only Easy Talk. Only the easy way. And that's how we do it. We're having a great time. We're going to go ahead and pop on the chair boards here, guys, and we'll be right back.
You hear that? Izzy DJ on the right. You see that? It's the light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Look at the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist, pump the fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the team. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First look, then a hand. Come to find out he was singing for the band. Heart is bumping, music playing. Here's to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We're starting to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night. We're going crazy, crazy, crazy.
Segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Shipp calling from the National Enquirer. Sorry, I've been away working on hot gossip, so I'm back, and I'm ready to fill you in. First of all, Barbara Streisand is on a warpath after she found out her ex-lover John Peters is planning to dish intimate secrets about their life together in a sizzling new reality show. It's for his children, Skye, who's 21, and Kaylee, who's 23. And he's actually shopping it around. It's called, of course, the Peters Sisters. But while the program will focus mainly on the girl, Streisand, who jealously guards her privacy, has apparently been told she's a major selling point. So he's going around meeting all these people. He's saying, you know, I used to live with Barbara for, you know, quite a while. And although they don't have any children together, he is his children's godmother. So, you know, they've been very close for many years. So, he's trying to do that, and she's not liking it one bit. Now, I know all of you heard that Miss Remini, Leah Remini, left Scientology after over 30 years. And, you know, other Scientologists who are Kirstie Alley and Jenna Elfman, Juliette Lewis, and, of course, John Travolta and Tom Cruise, they're all just so livid because it makes them look bad. But Leah's departure from the Church of Scientology has led to an all-out battle between some of Hollywood's biggest stars. You know, she's not happy with what's going on behind the scenes, and she finally just, you know, walked away to it. She wasn't talking about it, but her sister sure is giving them hell, isn't she? So good for her. Glad she's out finally of what a lot of people call a cult, and I hope she's, you know, finally happy because, you know, she was going through a lot in there asking questions. They don't like you asking questions. You know, I know I've been over to the Scientology Hollywood Center over there in Hollywood right off Franklin. And if you even stand there to look at it and maybe take a picture of it, just as a tourist, there's somebody that comes out, some kind of security guy that comes out of nowhere on a bicycle asking you what you're doing. So it's kind of creepy. So nobody's really surprised that she left. I'm only surprised it took so long. Now, everybody heard Jimmy Kimmel got married over the weekend. And but before tying the knot, his new bride, Molly, made Jimmy read two how-to books on topics like how to keep a marriage strong and maintain passion in the bedroom. But once he finally convinced her, Jimmy, who's 45 and she's 35, they finally said, I do, on July 13th at the Posh or High Valley Inn and Spa, about 90 minutes outside of Los Angeles, going north, that is. The star-studded wedding sparkled with nearly 300 guests, including Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Kelly Ripa, and her husband, Mark Consuelos, Howard Stern, and his wife, Beth. Jennifer Aniston and her fiancé, Justin Theroux, was there. But, you know, a lot of people were saying they were whispering because they said Jen had a little bump and she didn't drink any alcohol all weekend. But, I mean, who's to say? Jen's been looking like she's pregnant to a lot of people for a long time. So one of these days, you know, it's going to happen, I guess. But I don't think it happened yet. I mean, right now Jen is planning a wedding. But anyway, we wish them all the best. Summertime is the best time to get married for celebrities, especially in California. It was beautiful. It was outside, and they had a good time. So thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Pat Chip from The Enquirer, and hopefully I'll be here again next week if nothing drags me away. Take care. Bye-bye.
You better, honey. We love you.
Yeah, it's hard to grab her sometimes, guys. But we're lucky to have Pat in that wonderful segment. Wow, that was some cool information. And make sure go pick up the National Enquirer and get all the other half of the juicy gossip, because all the juicy details and everything is in there. So I want to talk about one or two really awesome events the easy way. Some things that are coming up. You guys, we got the something we're involved in. It's called the 18th annual All for the Love of Kids event. And it's providing for the vital needs of children in Los Angeles County foster care. And get this, it's from the Department of Children and Family Services, and they're going to be presenting that. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be one of the hottest, funnest events possible, and we're glad to be a part of that. We also have another event, which is the EOTM Awards, and lots of celebrities are confirmed on this. They're nominated. I'm blessed to be the co-host on this event, and I'm going to be presenting my award that was presented to me by the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and the American Society of Young Musicians, signed off by the City and County of Los Angeles. And we're going to be giving that award to Sam Beard, B-E-A-R-D. If you don't know who Sam Beard is, Google him. So honored to do that. Looking forward to it. And make sure you guys catch tomorrow's show, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. He wasn't on last week. He apologizes. He told me that he's going to be on this week. But, you know, Shane is really making some moves and some headway right now in Nigeria with America's Best Dance Crew. And So You Think You Can Dance. And he's making some major, major headway. J-Ray, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. He's brilliant.
So we were just with him the other day, guys, and, you know, we just keep coming back to Easy Way Broadcasting on the fans page, Facebook, if you want to follow it. We're helping you really interact with these celebrities and these celebrities in the Hollywood, actually Hollywood in general, interact with you guys, the fans. So just keep following Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Go to WTV, you know, follow the blogs, and you guys know what I have. You can Google me. We're doing a lot of awesome things, and we're trying to do the best we can to open doorways via Hollywood that normally aren't open. So I hope you guys follow us. Hope you guys enjoy the show this week. Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio, syndicated to KNRN Radio, Rock This Magazine, a couple other great platforms. So you definitely be hearing about us, guys. J-Lo, we appreciate you being our co-host today.
Thank you. Appreciate
you inviting your wonderful guest.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's always a blast.
Anything you want to say to your friends and family? We got about 2 minutes left in the show.
Just basically, you know, empower, pray, be good to others, be charitable, and just, you know, always think positive and know that your dreams can come true. And especially if you do it the easy way, your dreams really come true. And so that's how I live my life, with the whole Easy Way movement, easypromotions.com. You know, you're just the best.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jared. It's easywaypromotions.com, guys. Make sure you check that out. And it's really simple. Go check the services section out, check the pricing section, check the testimonials. What we do is all there. We have many great, great clients that are making it happen, and most of our clients have gone from 500 followers all the way up to 500,000 to 100,000 into the really, really big numbers, and they're closing deals right now. So the Easy Way does work. Please hit us up, easywaypromotions.com, and catch us next week, guys. I'm hoping either have Sean McNabb from Sons of Anarchy or my girl Elise Neal on the show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're doing it the Easy Way, guys. Hit us up at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com and catch Shane's show tomorrow, 2 o'clock p.m. And if it's not on, I apologize. Personally, I apologize, but I'm going to be dragging him by the hair that he doesn't have. I'll be dragging him by the ear to get on the show for you guys and give you all those cool Planet Dance tips. So we'll catch you guys next week, guys, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Tell your friends. Catch you next week.
All right. Next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.